coming up. The latest sitting of Donegal County Council was adjourned this afternoon over an incident at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. 50 new jobs are on the way to Letterkenny. There are 1,624 people being treated for COVID-19 in hospital, the highest number in 14 months. And Gardaí are warning business premises in Donegal over break-ins in the west of the country over the last few days. And Kelly will be here too with all the latest in sport. First in news though, over 14,000 Ukrainian refugees have arrived in Ireland since the war began. Last week, the Taoiseach predicted up to 20,000 will have arrived by the end of this month. More than 7,600 of those who have arrived have sought accommodation from the state. Junior Minister Helen McEntee says it's unclear just how many people will seek protection here in Ireland.
What we need to make sure is that as people start to disperse further from the initial member states, that we are collectively speaking to each other, that we know where people are travelling to, and that obviously we can see where people are seeking that temporary protection mechanism. I mean, it's very hard to tell what numbers are going to come to Ireland overall. The Taoiseach was very clear in the very first week, we're not going to put a limit, we're not going to put a cap on it.
The latest sitting of Donegal County Council was adjourned this afternoon over an incident at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. Gardaí attended the scene and took statements from staff. Speaking in the council chamber, Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jack Murray, said he took the decision based on some people not feeling safe as a result of what happened. The meeting has been adjourned until Wednesday, the 6th of April. Speaking to Highland Radio News, Cathaoirleach Councillor Murray described the situation as regrettable.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's an extremely regrettable situation. The Gardaí were called to the Aura today in relation to a number of incidents. A number of statements were taken. I felt compelled to adjourn the meeting, given that through widespread discussion with council staff and with elected members who simply didn't feel safe by the behaviour that was happening here, that I had to adjourn the meeting because I have a duty of care to the councillors and to staff. And unfortunately, we're going to have to come back in a week's time while these matters are dealt with by the Gardaí. But I want to take this opportunity through your own airwaves to apologise to the people of Donegal who feel extremely let down. And I know why they feel let down. The Donegal County Council can't meet and do their business and do the business we were elected to do. But unfortunately, when people are coming to me saying they don't feel physically safe at a council meeting, then I cannot allow that to proceed. I hope that when we come back again, people can be assured of their safety and we can do the business they were elected to do.
Yeah, because safety is paramount, but ultimately councillors aren't being able to do the work that they are elected to do.
Absolutely, and I've no doubt, when I go back to the Nishon, people are going to feel let down. Particularly people with Micah, they're going to say that I feel extremely let down. You should be there dealing with this problem. My home is falling down on top of me. Why are you not getting your business done? And I will have to explain to those people why. But I have to say to them that I want to get that business done. I want to do the business professionally, as we're all elected to do. But unfortunately, people simply don't feel safe. Not just county councillors, but members of staff as well, who feel extremely unsafe when they come to work. And there's behaviour that wouldn't be tolerated in any workplace on this island, and it should not be tolerated here. Unfortunately, that's the situation we found ourselves in.
50 new jobs are on the way to Letterkenny. The positions are to be created in the CoLab facility on the Letterkenny IT campus over the next 18 months. Zincworks, a telecoms and financial services research and development company with its Irish base in Athlone, has announced the establishment of a software engineering hub. Paul Madden is CEO of Zincworks. He says they already have some employees based in Letterkenny, and that was one of the reasons they decided to locate an office there.
We focus primarily in research and development in 5G and telecommunications. We've been on the go for 4 years now. We've grown to 180 people and are looking to expand by placing an office in Letterkenny. We like Letterkenny a lot. We've hired a number of people over the last couple of months from Letterkenny, and yeah, it's clear to us that the talent pool is there. We would work with some of the bigger companies in the world in terms of developing 5G networks and developing enhancements to those networks that are rolled out by operators around the world. We also have our own product portfolio, and we have a research and development team working on that. We've seen over the last couple of years with COVID this idea of remote working becoming a more of a reality. We don't believe in 100% remote working, but we do believe in a hybrid model where people can spend some of the time at home and some of the time in the office. What we didn't want to do was have people working in Letterkenny and asking them to travel to Athlone a couple of days a week where we have our head office, as that's too far a journey. So we've developed a strategy which is bring the office to our people. And this is the first step in that, hopefully, where we would put an office where we have people working for us or where people want to live.
There are 1,624 people being treated for COVID-19 in hospital, the highest number in 14 months. This comes as emergency departments across the country report an intolerable level of pressure. Latest figures show that there are 60 COVID patients currently being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital. Earlier today, there were renewed calls for mask wearing and social distancing by the HSC for those with symptoms. President of the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine, Fergal Hickey, agrees with these recommendations.
Genuinely important that people do what they can. Now, going back to wearing masks in indoor settings, on public transport, at indoor sports events, in retail, and generally trying to understand that their actions will have a significant impact on the healthcare system, for better or for worse. So it's really important that people go back to doing the things that we did.
Gardaí are warning business premises in Donegal, which would stock large amounts of cigarettes, over break-ins in the west of the country over the last few days. Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says there is clearly a well-informed and prepared organised crime gang operating, and when this has happened in the past, Donegal has been targeted. He's urging such businesses to be aware of the danger and to review their security.
The last few days of last week and over the weekend night, we have had what we would determine an OCG, an organised crime group, and targeting places where cigarettes would be stored, places that would possibly have a large stock, and even down to individual cigarette vending machines. So we've seen this with different crime trends for different things, where they just target a certain product or whatever over a time, and they have their homework done. So
In the past, we have had the experience where this has happened elsewhere in the country and it has come to Donegal, and the fear is that in the coming days, Donegal could be the next county to be targeted.
Yeah, well, we've had different types. You know, we would have had traditionally, and you'd be aware, the isolated rural filling stations being targeted by the hole through the roof, the gang that go in through the roof as such. And they look for anything they can get, including cigarettes, alcohol and ATMs. This is just a different trend, a different thing. We had it before Christmas where we had Britain's Jewellers, and it's very much still an active investigation there in Donegal Town targeted. But on that night, there was 6 jeweller shops targeted, and their average in-out time was less than 5 minutes. So they have their homework very well done to see the weaknesses. You know, review your CCTV. Is it doing what it should be doing? Is your alarm up to spec? You know, have you monitoring? Have you a secondary device that will signal should a phone line or whatever be taken out? Just something that we'd like to get out to the general public, and also the people who be engaged in wholesale. We have a number of people who wholesale cigarettes and tobacco products in the county, so it's just to give them the heads up on it.
Ryanair is advising its passengers to arrive at least 3.5 hours early for flights out of Dublin Airport. It follows long queues at security over the weekend for all flights. The airline says the issue is due to DDA staff shortages. Ryanair says its check-in desks and baggage drop will be open 3.5 hours beforehand. This woman queued for 3 hours before a flight last night.
The reason people probably weren't wearing masks was because the heat was unbearable. I was with an 11-year-old, so well over 3 hours before we got through. Then we got through nearer to where security was taking place. And for some mental reason, one of the staff just undid one of the ropes, and it was just like utter free-for-all. Everybody running, dog eat dog, no order whatsoever. People ran over each other.
A teenage boy has pleaded not guilty to the murder of a woman in Dublin City last year. The boy, who cannot be named because of his age, pleaded guilty to a charge of manslaughter but denies murder. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has more.
At the time of the alleged murder on January 29th last year, the boy was 14 years old. He's 16 now and by law can't be identified because he's under 18. He's accused of murdering Arantzazu Serendorj at the walkway between St George's Dock and Custom House Quay in Dublin City. At his arraignment earlier today, he pleaded guilty to manslaughter but denied murder, so a jury was required to consider that allegation. He also pleaded guilty to the attempted robbery of Ms Serendorj in the vicinity of the CHQ building at the IFSC and to a charge of producing a knife. The trial, which is expected to take up to 8 days, is due to open on Wednesday. Frank Rainey at the Central Criminal Court.
An attack on the constituency office of the UUP leader has been condemned. A window was smashed at the building in Portadown in County Antrim. Ulster Unionist Party leader Doug Beattie has been criticised by some in the loyalist community for saying he won't attend anti-protocol rallies. Meanwhile, the DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, says recent violence doesn't help those who oppose the Brexit protocol.
Violence can have no part to play in resolving our political issues in Northern Ireland. It never had, it never will. And I would say to whoever is responsible for this attack, and indeed whoever was responsible for what happened on Friday, in terms of the event attended by the Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney, that this contributes nothing to our opposition to the protocol.
Cabinet will be updated on plans for auto-enrolment pensions tomorrow. Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys will ask for permission to draft legislation to overhaul Ireland's pension system. Auto-enrolment would see all employees who earn over a certain amount entered into a private pension, which the employer and the state would have to pay into. Neil MacDonald from business group ISME says there needs to be a lead-in time for companies to be able to afford the extra expense.
There is never a good time to do this, and that's why we'd say the sooner you do it, the better. You take the pain, the sooner you take the pain, the better. The issue will be for, particularly for those labour-intensive services, and unfortunately, they tend to be the ones that SMEs are more involved in. So they're businesses where the cost of labour could be 50% of the cost of sales.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for sport, we say good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. We start with Gaelic games. Both Donegal and Tyrone kept their places in Division 1 of the National Football League with wins over Armagh Kerry on Sunday. Donegal needed a late point from Patrick McBurdy to secure a 1-point win and give Donegal a first win in 7 games at the O'Donnell Park venue in Letterkenny. Now, with the championship meeting to come between the sides at the end of April, tensions spilled over with a melee at the end of the game. It remains to be seen if any repercussions will come out of that and if there will be retrospective action taken by the GAA disciplinary body. Here's former Armagh player Aaron Kiernan, who's a guest on tonight's DL Debate.
There's a big portion of clamour for action to be taken, and obviously League Sunday highlighting it last night wouldn't help the situation. So to be honest with you, it's probably going to be a nervous week for both counties. It wasn't. It's not great to look at. Let's call it. But it happens. We've all been involved in them. Where, you know, there's something coming down the track. You can't be seen, like you're going to take a backward step. In terms of, was anyone really going to be hurt or was there anything dangerous happening? Probably not, but I just would fear that after the Armagh-Tyrone game and how severely Tyrone were dealt with at that stage, that I'd be very surprised if both teams turn up with full hands to pick from in Ballybofey in a few weeks' time.
Well, we wait to see what will develop with that situation. There's more from Aaron Kiernan tonight on the DEL debate with Brendan Devaney. Also on the programme, former Donegal player and All-Ireland winner Mark McHugh and sports editor of the Donegal Democrat, Alan Foley. It's all on the DEL debate tonight, presented by Brendan Devaney, airing after the 7 o'clock news, and will also be available as a podcast on highlandradio.com. Well, two players from both Donegal and Tyrone have been named on the team of the week on GAA.ie. Oran McFadden Ferry and Patrick McBurdy are the two Donegal players in question. McBurdy, of course, scored 7 points and the winning score for Donegal yesterday, while Tyrone had a win in Kerry by a single point as well. Darren McCurry, back on championship form, having won 7. He's named on the team of the week, as is Peter Hart. The dates and times have been set for the Allianz National League finals. On Sunday, Kerry and Mayo will contest the Division 1 decider, Croke Park, at 4 o'clock. Before that, the Division 2 final between Roscommon and Galway will start at 1:45. The first matchup in Croke Park on Saturday is the Division 4 final between Cavan and Tipperary at 2:30. Then at 4:45, Mickey Hartsalouth will take on Limerick to decide who are the kingpins in Division 3. On the golf front, speculation is mounting that Tiger Woods will make his return to the sport at next month's Masters. The five-time winner of the green jacket remains listed as an active competitor on the Masters website. Despite his world ranking of 944, Woods is eligible to play as a former winner. Woods hasn't played competitively since suffering multiple injuries in a car crash last year. Republic of Ireland assistant manager Keith Andrews says there will be changes for tomorrow's friendly with Lithuania. He's reported no fresh injury worries after Saturday's 2-2 draw with Belgium. Tomorrow's opposition may be of a lower profile, but Andrews insists the game is no less important.
So now going into tomorrow, it is very much looking towards the summer. Players will be given opportunities that we feel they deserve, and we just want to continue the good work.
On the rugby front, Dave Kearney's season looks to be over. Leinster have confirmed the winger underwent a procedure on a hamstring injury last week and we will be ruled out for a number of months. Kearney only made his first appearance of the season last month, having suffered ankle and back problems. And Ulster's Greg Jones has returned to Ireland from South Africa. The back row suffered a fractured thumb in Saturday's URC defeat to the Stormers. Finally, in cricket, the Ireland women's team will make history later this year. They will become the first Irish senior side to tour Pakistan. Ireland will play their hosts in 3 1-day internationals and 3 T20s in November. There you go, Catherine. That's your sport.
Thanks, Oisin. Returning to news now, the St Vincent de Paul organisation in Donegal is appealing for more volunteers as demand for their services continues to grow. On today's 9 till noon show, Donegal President Rosha Glacken said they are looking for people to provide a much needed service in a confidential way. She says the rise in the cost of living and particularly the cost of fuel is having a devastating effect on many people, particularly in rural parts of the county. In some cases, she says people are choosing between fuel and food.
We are getting calls from many people now, a huge increase in the number of calls, completely stressed with this rising cost in the cost of living. And also with bills coming in, the energy bills are rising also. And even though there is a subsidy in place for the moment, bills still have to be paid and they're rising all the time. Throwing the household budget out the window, really, because it's leaving people with very stark choices and causing enormous stress.
You've used this as an opportunity to say, look, we need to look at rural transport. What's going on here?
Absolutely. It's something I've always been talking about. We're very, very poorly served in rural areas. And as I say, people have to travel such a distance for the basics. And you mentioned hospitals there. Many times we get calls from people who have to go to Galway or Dublin. Quite often their appointments are very early in the morning, so they have to go the night before and somebody with them and stay in accommodation. And, you know, this is a huge stress in a family where there might be a serious illness. So, again, we're very sympathetic.
And police in Strabane investigating the theft of machinery from a premises in the town have released images of the equipment. The machinery is believed to have been stolen at around 9:30 on the evening of the 16th of March. Police have also reissued an appeal for information. Aidan Delaney has more.
The stolen machinery includes a JCB telehandler, a JCB micro digger and a JCB micro dumper. A blue DAF lorry was also stolen, however it has since been recovered after it was located in Donegal. In a statement, Inspector Ken McDermott said police have released photos of the machinery which is of significant value but unfortunately hasn't been located. If you know the whereabouts of any of these pieces of machinery, or if you're offered similar items for sale in suspicious circumstances, call police on 101. Police are also reiterating their appeal that when this theft was carried out, Strabane Town Centre was busy with people attending a fun fair. If you were in the area around this time and noticed anything out of the ordinary, or if you believe you saw the lorry being taken, get in touch with police.
Weather now. now largely dry this evening with long spells of spring sunshine and just one or two localised showers. Any lingering showers will die out early tonight, becoming dry with clear spells, lowest temperatures of 0 to plus 5 degrees. Closing headlines now. Over 14,000 Ukrainian refugees have arrived in Ireland since the war began. The latest sitting of Donegal County Council was adjourned today over an incident at the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. 50 new jobs are on the way to Letterkenny. The positions are to be created in the CoLab facility on the Letterkenny IT campus over the next 18 months. And there are 1,624 people being treated for COVID-19 in hospital, the highest number in 14 months. That's it for now. We're back with the headlines for you at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Monday evening, the 28th of March. The death has taken place of Robert McCauley, Lenimore Muff. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Margaret Strain, Nee Doherty, Gortnesky Burn Fish. Her remains will repose at her home from 3 o'clock tomorrow. Removal Thursday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Margaret's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The house is strictly private to family and close friends, with family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member or Murphy funeral directors. The death has taken place of Michael Sharkey, Shruhan Vulcara. His remains are reposing at his late residence. The wake is private to family, close friends and neighbours, please, with Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass in Christ the King Church, Gort the Hawk, on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Gort the Hawk Parish webcam or on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of William John McCrae, 19 Carrigan's Road, Newton Stewart. His remains are reposing at his son Gordon's residence, 14 Carrigan's Road, Newton Stewart. Funeral service at Gordon's home tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Droit Graveyard. The death has taken place of Michael Monaghan, Tulnery, Carrandonna. His remains are reposing at his late residence, with viewing today until 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 2 until 8 p.m. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carrandonna, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Kevin Quinn, Grange, Inch Island. His remains are reposing at his sister Margaret's residence, Grange, Inch Island. Removal on Wednesday morning at 10:15 to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private, please, to family and friends only. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member or Murphy funeral directors. The death has occurred of Elizabeth Bessie McLaughlin, Cleena, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place of Mary Carey, Carobeg, Leckamy, Carrandonna. Mary's remains are reposing at Collins Funeral Home, Kildaff. Removal and wake private for immediate family only. Requiem Mass for Mary will take place at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in St. Columba's Church, Ballinacrae, with interment afterwards in Ballinacrae Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations to the Alzheimer's Society via any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.